Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope you guys are doing well and wherever you are in the world right now, you are resilient, grateful, hopeful, and you are just enjoying the journey of life because it's not going to be beautiful all the time, but you're going to be okay. We are all going to be okay. So one thing I'm sure about is we are all going through something right now, but we got this. You know, our main goal should be not just to live a happy life, but to develop resilient and strong minds to go through anything that is thrown to us. So for today's episode, we are going to talk about self-confidence and why for some people, they interpret self-confidence as bragging. A lot of people are victims of this, including myself, because I don't want to call anyone like anything like in a negative way. But often people who are, you know, not confident that much about themselves yet, or they're working about something, usually they are the ones who interpret confidence as bragging. Unfortunately, individuals who, you know, possess a strong sense of self-assurance, self-confidence, they are often misunderstood and labeled as arrogant, boastful, self-absorbed, narcissist, or I don't know. There are so many names people call nowadays that sometimes I don't even know like what that means, you know? However, it is very crucial, I think, to recognize the distinction between confidence and arrogance. Honestly, for me, it is very easy to just say, oh, somebody is arrogant, somebody is a narcissist. But sometimes we don't even know what's the exact meaning of those two things. For me, confidence is about, you know, embracing all of you, including negative and positive about your existence. Because all of us, we have negative things that we are working on. We have things that we are not proud of. But arrogance is, it's not like embracing anything, but it's more of screaming out loud your own insecurities and you just trying to like protect yourself. That's how it is for me. Arrogance is when you are just too loud about things. But every time someone is too loud, my interpretation of that person is obviously insecure of something, or that person is still working on something, or that person is lost. Because confidence is always, you are just proud of your achievements. I'm just going to give example of myself. Like there are people who think I am self-absorbed, I'm narcissist because I always talk about my businesses. At the end of the day, I do that because that's my selling point. I need to talk about my business. Who else will if not me, right? I am the one representing my company. So for some people, like for an instance, let's say I used to go to school with this person, and this person told one of my very closest friends, actually asked one of my closest friends, why are you friends with Anjali? She's so self-absorbed. And my friend said, she's not. It's her job to, you know, represent her company. It's her job to talk about her company because that's how she sells it. So obviously this person who says that, they don't know me. They don't know what I do. They just see my facade on social media. They know nothing about me, about Access Travel. In fact, they don't know what business is, you know, because their whole life, they were an employee. So their point of view will always be coming from being an employee. So they don't know how an entrepreneur works. They don't know how the life of entrepreneur is. They know nothing. And that's okay. You know, that's absolutely okay because I don't believe that everybody should understand me, just like I don't understand everyone. I don't understand moms. I don't know what they go through every single day. I don't know how to raise a kid. I don't know anything. But it doesn't mean I judge them. I think that's the difference. So when people start judging you, but even they don't even know you, right? So I think people in general who've not experienced your life, they will never understand you and they will always find you as a threat to them. I think what we really need right now is, or in general, society needs to encourage and celebrate genuine self-confidence rather than, you know, creating all these misconceptions about people. So I'm going to share one more story. So I think sometime last year, someone tried to create gossips about me on a site. I don't even know what that site is. But it never bothered me. I did not even have time to look at it because I know who I am. I know my values. I know my foundation. And I know, like, who I am. So no post, no videos or whatsoever about me can get inside my head. So I think what's important is, at the end of the day, as I always talk about it, who we are and how we value ourselves and just the fact that we know we are capable, we are good people, and we are not doing anything to hurt others, I think that's more than enough. More than enough. You know, because people will always have an image of you, and that's none of your business. Because it is not your responsibility to go around and just ask people, what's your image inside their head, right? I think when a person is confident and they express their accomplishments and abilities, it will always trigger someone because you never know who wants to be like you, who have, like, you know, the same dreams as yours. You don't know. We don't know, right? So that's why it's very important just to know that you are a good person. That's it. Life in general will be a journey. No, we can't please everyone. At the end of the day, we are not chocolate or sex. We are human beings, right? So I think if there's one takeaway I want people to have from this episode is you do you. That's it. You do you. You want to share your journey, your weight loss journey, share it. You want to share videos of you working out, share it. And if people don't like it, who cares, right? So I think that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and I'll see you on the next one. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at LifeInProgressPH. Adios! And this was Life in Progress with Anjali Dove. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dove. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.